This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Appreciate it.
Senator Cruz, who says that you attack him every day because you know he's the only one who can beat you. Is that right?
No, it's not right, but he's very talented, and certainly he could beat me, and so could Marco, and so could the others that are running. I mean, you know, crazy things happen in the world of politics.
Governor Jeb Bush dropped out last night. He was once the front runner, once expected to win the nomination. Many would point to you as the primary reason his campaign sputtered. Do you think by labeling him low energy and targeting him so quickly, do you think that's what did him in?
I just don't know what did him in. I can tell you I like him. He's a good person. He's a good man. But, you know, he really hit me with a lot of commercials. He was spending $25 million on commercials on me. And I said, wow, that's another commercial. That one's really bad and not true. Although some was true. I mean, I will tell some was true, but a lot of it wasn't true. And I said, wow, that's a big commercial. And then it just kept going on and on and on. And I said, who's doing that? And it was Jeb. And then there'd be a new one, and it was Jeb. And then a new one, and it was Jeb. So, and then, you know, we had a couple of robocalls the morning, yesterday morning, and the morning of the election, and they were brutal. And that was done by Ted Cruz. We had two really brutal robocalls, and one on the flag and one on gay rights. And I want to tell you, they were tough, tough, tough. So, you know, this is a tough business. I'll tell you, I think real estate in Manhattan is a lot easier.
You also...
Wow.
Well, you know, well, it really is. And I think what's happening in this process, guys, if you listen to the temperament and the quote-unquote tone of Donald Trump, you know, this war in politics is you know, kind of bringing him to reality a little bit. What do you think?
Well, it seems like he's softening up a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, not quite edgy with it anymore against, and that's probably because he's kind of running away with things now and feels a little more comfortable, but he's doesn't seem like he's, you know, attacking people like the critics have been saying as much anymore, and he's kind of just embracing it where he's at.
I think it's all part of his plan. I think his plan was initially to come out and get noticed and say things that were a little more
inflammatory.
Yeah. And now that it's, I mean, the field's narrowing down, I think now he's going to go to the, because now Cruz and Rubio, they might feel they have to attack him. And if he becomes the nice guy, it's going to get a lot harder for people to beat him.
Let's listen to this. Well, you know, he went after the headlines to begin with. I mean, you know, with these outrageous statements, and he got the headlines. Now the media is coming to him and, you know, and picking up a headline. You know what I'm saying? So you're right to your point. You know, I would agree with you, Shane, that that's what he's doing, you know, that it is planned.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I think this is... We're seeing him really run away with things at this point, and I read an article actually just yesterday saying something about that he might win every state on Super Tuesday, and we'll see if that happens. That would be something.
Well, kind of amazing also the amount of delegates that he got along the way. I mean, and this is with Nikki Haley's endorsement for Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio looks good on, you know, in terms of the overall vote. But what matters in terms of delegates, which is what Bernie Sanders is realizing with Hillary and her super delegates, is delegates do matter. You know, you got to be able to count them. It doesn't matter how far you hit the ball. Did you get it in the hole in time with less numbers than the other guy? Or in this case, more.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, Scott, what do you think about the youth vote playing such an important role in these elections seemingly? Is that being overhyped or is that real?
I think it's very real. Anytime you get people that don't really understand things that come in and they get excited about politics and they want to vote, anything can happen. We saw it with Obama.
Exactly. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. And we say join in on the conversation, the hashtag BMartinezLive. Let us know your thoughts. What's your pick, huh? Peyton over Cam, is it a sentimental choice? Do you think Cam, because of the season, only one loss, that he's going to be able to tear it up and have his way with the defense of the Denver Broncos? I got to tell you, as you heard me comment, the way these guys are kidding. I mean, it is, I know it's all about big money, but it is really fierce. I mean, I come after watching these playoffs and I'm bruised, you know, just walking away from the television. It's absolutely incredible, but it's going to be a fun game, fun weekend, and a fun time to get together, get friends. And like I say, you know, you can follow Lawrence lead and all these great tasting recipes and dips and soups and everything. And I know it'll be a fun time of eating and camaraderie and fellowship. So enjoy yourself. Lori Cardoza-Moore is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit. She is the founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN, Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, an organization dedicated to educating Christians on their biblical responsibility to support the Jewish nation. She serves as a special envoy to the UN appointed by the World Council of Independent Christian Churches for Israel's interests. Lori, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be back on the show. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Lori, I got to tell you, I just got back from Israel myself. I went with, one of Pastor John Hagee's groups, Kufi, that you're familiar with.
For you.
And it was incredible. But I got to tell you, my eyes were thrust wide open with the realization that your group, PJTN, is so needed in educating people and helping them understand not only our responsibility, but the mandate to support Israel and how people have moved away from Israel because of the, because of this president, because of the information that's being put out there that is so anti-Semitic. And it is amazing to me because I have to admit that I was very naive, Lori, because I thought, well, of course people support Israel. Why would they not support Israel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Well, you know, Bill, this is a growing problem, and as you know, our mission is to reach Christians, because Christians, especially the evangelical Christians, should be reading their Bible. They should know the history of Israel. They should know God's promise and covenant to Israel, that it's still intact. Unfortunately, there is a movement within the evangelical Christian world to deny Israel's right to her ancient homeland. It's one of the reasons why we produced the documentary Israel Indivisible, the case for the ancient homeland, where we made the argument, and it is the definitive film about this issue, where we made the argument that Israel has historical, archaeological, biblical, and legal rights to her ancient homeland. Unfortunately, we live at a time in the world where revisionist history has become a norm, where no longer are we going back to history to study documents, legal documents, to base our positions on. Instead, we're doing what is politically correct or politically expedient for the day, and this is very dangerous. We see the world, the leaders of the world, like Obama, turning their back on Israel, supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, endorsing labeling products coming out of Judea and Samaria, what the mainstream media calls the West Bank. But biblically, as we know in our Bible, that is Judea and Samaria. That is the heartland of Israel. It is critically important that if we don't defend Israel's rights to her ancient homeland, we will not be able to defend our rights in our own country. And God was very clear when he told the prophets, you know, like the prophet Joel, he said, one day in the latter days, I'm going to wipe out the nations of the world because they were dividing up my land.
Exactly. And yeah, this is God's foreign policy, in a sense, you know, that we're dealing with here. And experientially, Lori, and empirically, we have found time and again, when the United States supports Israel, it goes well with us. When we don't, as documented in John McTiernan's book and also Bill Koenig's book, at least 72 instances when the United States has put pressure on Israel to trade land for peace, we are hit with a national disaster to the tune. I think it totals up almost $1 trillion in disasters that have happened to the United States as a result, just in recent time here. So, you know, start connecting the dots, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how do you resist the empirical evidence?
Absolutely. You cannot. And unfortunately, as I said, we have revisionist history going on, but even far worse, Bill, is when you have evangelical Christian leaders. We've seen it from the Christian denominations, like the Presbyterians and the Church of Christ and other Christian Methodists, the Anglican Church weighing in, boycotting and divesting products from Israel. This is a slap in the face to Almighty God. But to have the evangelical Christian world now endorse this with groups like the Hobby Lobby family, with Bill and Lynn Hybels up at Willow Creek Church, with Gary Burge at Wheaton College, Stephen Sizer, all of these groups that are promoting an agenda accusing Israel of occupying Palestinian land, it flies in the face of history, number one, but more importantly, biblical history and biblical text.
Well, they're going sideways. I got to tell you, when we were there, because of you know, the protection fences, and they were calling it apartheid and this sort of thing. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the evidence here. Before the fence went up, and when we met, we were fortunate enough to meet with Dr. Danny Tirza. He painstakingly, he was the one. He was the lead individual on setting up, you know, these walls and these divisions. And he was very careful. He explained it wasn't that he just arbitrarily threw up a fence to protect. I mean, he actually went in and did a report and investigation of how this was going to affect people. You know, they were having to go to work. If they had a division there, a wall there, you know, how would it impact them? And did everything he could to accommodate. I mean, to the point, he tells one story where the Bush administration was resistant and Condoleezza Rice, and they said, well, what's the problem with the wall being over there? She says, well, it's a soccer. There's a soccer field. And he goes, there's no soccer field. She goes, no, it's a soccer field. You know that story? I mean, it's incredible. To this day, there's no soccer field, but they had to accommodate it.
Absolutely. Well, let me just share with you our next documentary film that we're going to be showcasing at the NRB. And by the way, I'm excited that you're going to be able to join us this year.
I'm looking forward to that.
The National Religious Broadcasters Convention, we will be showcasing previewing our next feature-length documentary called Hating Israel in Search of the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. We go into showing how this false narrative, we interview Palestinians, Arabs, who are communicating a different narrative than what we're hearing from the mainstream press. So it's important that your listeners go to our website, tjtn.org, order our films, and sign up to get our next documentary film. And stay, we have to stay educated. We have to be informed, and we have to combat this, and we have to elect leaders that are going to stand strong with Israel.
Well, Lori, I'm looking forward to seeing you there at NRB, and of course, we're going to be broadcasting live there all week from 9 to 11 Eastern. Lori Cardoza-Moore, founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN. Thank you, Lori. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 14 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? I just gotta know how far
is this?
Yeah,
sometimes it gets so crazy, that's what we have to look forward to. We look up and go, how much longer? How far is heaven, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez back with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Brad Dacus is with us. In 1997, Brad founded Pacific Justice Institute, where he serves as president and continues to defend religious liberties and parental rights. He served as legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham and went on to receive his Juris Doctor from the University of Texas School of Law. Brad, always good to have you with us. Good to be connecting. Here we are hanging out with the cats in Nashville. And lately, this is about the only time we get to see each other. And we got to see each other more often than once a year, buddy.
Yeah, I know. We're both busy. I know, though.
Well, you know, and for us, you know, we've been out of California for 4 years, and even though I go back and, you know, see the kids once in a while, wow, what has happened? I mean, this is absolute craziness. But before we get into that, because there's some crazy stuff happening in San Diego and San Francisco, but I'm also very curious. I wanted to get your perspective on Justice Scalia, who we laid to rest over the weekend.
Yeah, Justice Scalia is not been just a regular, generic justice on the Supreme Court in that he is a constitutional purist. I think he has one of the greatest track records in 100 years for Supreme Court justice who truly looks for the original intent of and strict interpretation of the language of the Constitution. That's his bulwark in terms of defining and coming down with decisions. He's never legislated the law. He has just looked at the law and the Constitution, looked at the original intent, strict interpretation, and calls it on that basis and leaves it up to we, the people, to either amend the Constitution or ratify new laws. So he is a model, and here's the silver lining, if there is one, because I've sort of thought, Lord, why'd you take him home? I mean, he's so good, you know, he's
right.
So virtuous in how he does his job. Yet, the silver lining is this. I think that that in the past, the issue of, you know, the next president's going to appoint people to the Supreme Court has been like a secondary issue. This puts it right up at the top of major concerns. Everyone has to look at it and say, who is going to take his place? And there's a good chance it's going to be the next president. So therefore, who is going to be the next president? And how important it is for us to elect a president that we know, that we are certain that this person has the track record, the character, and the background and the convictions and understanding of the Constitution, that they're going to appoint someone to take his place, and two more justices that we know will respect the Constitution, which will have a huge impact on our children and grandchildren's future.
Well, Brad, I don't think our founding fathers ever expected the judiciary to be political, and it has been greatly politicized. And what I appreciate, and of course, this is from my perspective, some may go, oh, you got to be kidding me, Bill. I can't believe you come up with that opinion. But I saw Justice Scalia as being as apolitical as you could possibly be, considering the political vibrancy within the Supreme Court.
Oh, yes. In fact, There were times that I'm like, oh no, Scalia didn't rule the way I wanted him to. You know, the effect of this is not going to be what I want. But I have to respect him because I know in his decision that even though it was not the effect I want, but it's what he believes the Constitution was intended to say in that language of the Constitution. So you're right, absolutely right. It doesn't have to be political. Scalia actually was not political. He was virtuous. If every justice was like Scalia and they said, what was the original intent of this language, and what is the strict construction of this language? Okay, let's decide accordingly. I would say you'd have at least you have a majority on that court that would probably be removed if there was a reconfirmation that was in the process. They'd probably be removed because there would be so many times when they would have violated that basic fundamental principle that all justices should respect.
Exactly. Well, Brad, as I started out, you know, I've been away from California for several years, and I hear these stories that come out. He's going, oh, man, how kooky is this? Speaking of our founding fathers, San Diego, directing, a guidance away from the founding fathers for employees. You know, what is going on there?
Yeah, this is a classic example of extreme hyper anti-sexism, if you will. In that they have this manual of of words that they have ordered their employees never to say or to use in communications or emails or verbally to say, because it's sexist language. And one of the terms was the term founding fathers. That was illegal for them to say, even though it's been mentioned over 1,500 court decisions. Yet they try to say this is sexist, and all those judges were apparently sexist. It's just ridiculous. It's never been used in a sexist context to demean anyone. It's an accurate statement for historical reference. So they came down and pronounced this, and so we at Pacific Justice Institute have been working hard, and we sent them a demand letter saying you need to change this or face the consequences. We'll represent one of the employees and challenge it to the constitutional violation of free speech. And they reversed within a matter of days.
Well, that's good. Well, with all due respect, last time I checked the signing of the Declaration of Independence, I didn't see a woman's signature on there. And I say that with all due respect.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They there was not a woman's signature on there at that time. They were at that time women were almost strictly homemakers, but that was a huge job, huge responsibility. They had more children, and they didn't have dishwashers. I mean, there was a whole different element there that we're at as a society in terms of survival and making the most of what we had and as a society. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have tremendous empowerment now for everyone, which I think is a wonderful thing, and that's partly because of the breakthroughs we've had technology-wise as well as education.
Well, and this is the thing, for historical purposes, as you state, and in the face of that, to want to change the language and rewrite history seems a bit ridiculous. Now, let's go up north, San Francisco. What do we got? Open air urinals now? What's happening?
Yeah, this is really crazy. If you see it, you'll just be shocked, like most people are shocked when they look at it. In the city of San Francisco, in one of the public parks, they have they did a lot of renovations. They put in 23 different, places for people to go to restroom. I mean, there's two major large bathrooms on the north side, south side. And you'd think that'd be sufficient. You could go to either one anytime, no problem. But they decided to be real progressive. So they put this open-air urinal right where the metro station train stops at the park, right there next to the sidewalk. It's a semicircle, and it's not even a full. It's and only about 60% of it is actually covered. The rest of it has like a chain link fence to it. So you can a man is supposed to stand there and urinate, and people can see him not only from behind, but from the sides to the chain link fence. Mm-hmm. They could see his personal area while he's,
This is designed for men, not women. Women's not included in this one, huh?
No, it's really interesting. The progressive city of San Francisco is very sexist when it comes to their open area. And they're also, they violate the Americans with Disabilities Act in that it's not available for usage of disabled or handicapped people. It's a really, really twisted, very demented, and very demeaning to the privacy and dignity of human beings. Homeless people deserve more than this.
Well, like you and I were talking earlier, for those of us over 50, sometimes these things might come in handy, but even then, we don't want to be out in the wide open here,
Right, I can assure you, even those of us who are over 50, it is no difficulty to use one of the two restrooms. They're not that far away. So.
Exactly. Well, go figure. You got to love them. Brad Dacus, who founded Pacific Justice Institute, has been with us. Brad, thank you as always. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. You will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies.
What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Live. Join us on...
Hey, we're back with you, America.
BillMartinezLive.com.
I was just so excited to get back on. Oh, I always step on the big voice once in a while just to let you know that we are live 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. You know, it's quite interesting how our conversation has been molded by a culture of acceptance. And you know, again, understanding, like what we've been talking about, it seems like the theme of the day is that words matter. They are important, and we get casual with our words, and next thing you know, especially when we talk about issues of faith, we start saying things that God never said. And that's the big question that comes out of Genesis in the Garden of Eden, you know, when Satan has the confrontation with Adam and Eve. You know, the big question is, did God say? Did God really say? Did God really mean? Are you kidding me? Yes, God did say, and God really meant. And our next guest has been sounding the alarm for integrity and truth and correction of the way doctrine is being presented these days. You know, kind of like what's happening in the Supreme Court. They want to believe that our Constitution is elastic. Well, what God said, he meant it. It's not elastic. It is there for us to apprehend if you do so, as he told Cain, that if you do right, will it not go well with you? But some want to think that somehow God's going to grade on the curve, and the curve is what they determine the curve to be, not what God determines. That could cause some major problems. Pastor Robert Jeffers is with us. Pastor is the senior pastor of the 12,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to talk about his new book, Not All Roads Lead to Heaven. But before we do that, I want to get his viewpoint on another issue that came up last week. But first of all, let me welcome Pastor Robert Jeffers to Bill Martinez. Pastor, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well,
Oh, great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, before we get into your book, and I'm really excited about it because I believe that it is a word that needs to be heard, especially from some of the language that's coming from the pulpits of today. But before we do, I know you were, and I was particularly startled with the Pope interjecting himself into our political process. I thought maybe that was ill-advised. What did you think?
Well, I told Sean Hannity Thursday night, the Pope performed a miracle. He did what nobody else in the world could do, and that is to turn Donald Trump into a martyr. When you think about it.
Yes.
Because I think people rallied around Donald Trump on this. And I think, to be fair to the Pope, he was asked a question on an airplane, and it seemed to be they were baiting the Pope on this, and he would have probably been better advised not to comment on it at all. But look, I think the Pope is sincere. I just think he's sincerely wrong about saying that there's something basically unchristian about building walls. I mean, my gosh, God told Nehemiah to build a wall around Jerusalem. And the purpose
right.
of that wall was not to keep the Jews from going outside. The purpose of that wall was to keep the enemies from coming inside. And yes, as Christians, we need to be compassionate toward those in need. But you know, Bill, the government has a different responsibility. Romans 13 says government is to uphold the law and is to protect its citizens against evildoers.
Exactly.
So there's nothing unbiblical about building a wall to protect American security.
Yeah. How do you talk about a wall when you yourself are flying back to the Vatican and there's, the last time I checked, there's a sizable wall around the Vatican?
That's exactly right.
Well, you gotta love the comedy of our own humanity. I sometimes envision, you know, God and all the saints up in heaven just say, hey, we tuned into Earth lately, you know, and they just have a big chuckle, you know, just because we're just so much fun to watch, you know, try to figure it out. But, you know, another point, a very serious one, is one that your book addresses, not all roads lead to heaven. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, the general consensus, which has been growing over the years, is that God will grade on the curve. I've been a good person. For the most part, I kept most of the Ten Commandments. You know, it's kind of fast and loose and a rewrite of what God originally said. And what struck me was, even instantly at the very top of the cover of your book, you write, almost 60% of those in American evangelical churches believes that many religions can lead to eternal life. Where in the Bible do you get that?
Well, this is the statistic, Bill, that grabbed me by the throat and was really the impetus for my writing, Not All Roads Lead to Heaven. Think about it. 57%, not of mainline Christians, evangelical Christians, the most conservative Christians in this country, 57% believe that there's more than one way to heaven, even though Jesus clearly said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I think of all of the reasons that Christians have been willing to give up this most basic doctrine, I think most people have bought into the myth that it is intolerant, it is hateful to tell a Muslim, a Hindu, a Buddhist that his religion is wrong and will lead him to hell rather than heaven. I was on a plane recently, Bill, sent a text to a guy, and when he found out I was a pastor, he said, you know, I used to be a Christian, but I gave it up. And I said, well, why did you give it up? He said, I could no longer worship a God who was so intolerant as to say there was only one way to worship him. And I said, I want you to imagine for just a moment that this plane were to crash. The cabin started filling up with smoke. The flight attendant stood at the front of the cabin waving a flashlight saying, follow me, there's one way out of this burning aircraft. Would you accuse her of being hateful or intolerant because she was insisting there's only one way out of the plane? Of course not. You would follow her, and you would thank her. And Bill, what I'm saying in Not All Roads Lead to Heaven is, this is not a message of hate. It's a message of hope. Jesus said there's one way to God, not to keep people out of heaven, but to invite them in.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this has been the challenge for humanity, for his creation from day one. Go back to the Garden of Eden, that's understanding the sovereignty of God. This is God's popcorn stand. It's his rules. I mean, when you read the book of Leviticus, you see the strict rules of how God needs to be honored. And, if you dare think that, God's flexible and you want to go and sacrifice and honor God, you think in your own way with unauthorized fire, then you become toast.
That's exactly right. And, one of the things, and you've alluded to it, that I point out in my book, Not All Roads Lead to Heaven, is this idea of exclusivity is nothing new. It started in the Old Testament. I have a chapter called The Old Way Was One Way. You talked about the Garden of Eden. You just flip over a couple of chapters to Genesis chapter 4, the story of Cain and Abel. God gave Cain and Abel precise directions about how to approach him with what kind of sacrifice. Abel obeyed and God accepted his sacrifice. Cain decided to do things his own way, to approach God on his own terms, and God rejected that sacrifice. And from that point on, there's a phrase you find in the Bible, avoid the way of Cain. And the way of Cain represents all other attempts by man to approach God on man's terms rather than God's terms. Every other world religion is really the way of Cain. Man's
exactly.
approach to God, the God that man wishes existed rather than the God who actually exists.
You know, Pastor Jeffers, in that conversation that God had with Cain, what strikes me even to this day, and I like a mantra, I share this with my son all the time, and I said, what did God tell Cain? He says, if you do right, will it not go well with you? And I believe that is the echoing words that needs to be heard upon his creation today. If they understand and just stop for a moment and understand what God not only was saying to Cain, but everybody else that would think that there is the way of Cain that's going to lead to heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, Bill, I wrote this book. I want Christians to be able to reclaim this most important truth. You know, most people wouldn't have a clue about how to answer questions like, well, what about those who have never heard about Jesus? Or what about those who just simply worship God and call him by another name? Or what happens to children and infants if they're too young to accept Christ? This book will be a great resource for Christians to use to equip themselves with the most basic truth we can share, that there's not many ways to God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Pastor Jeffers, we're out of time. Your book, Not All Roads Lead to Heaven, will be linked on our website as well. Thank you so much for being with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find it. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you. Join us online. MartinezLive.com.
And you can join us online on your smartphone, all kinds of places. It's just a plethora, let me tell you, of how you can connect with us. But whatever you do, make sure you do connect with us and tell a friend about us, too. And check us out on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Glad you could join us today. We come to you from Nashville. We're hanging out with the cats here for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention that is taking place in Nashville all this week. And our next guest, we're going to actually get a chance for the first time in our history to be together face to face, but today he's still in Colorado. I'm here, you know, kind of doing the preamble just to get the road ready for Bob Waliszewski to join us. Bob, of course, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's world famous Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. Robert, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'll be there at NRB, so hold down the fort here for a couple days, and then I'll come join you. I'm looking forward to our eyeball-to-eyeball conversation. So
yeah, it's going to be good fun, but I'll tell you, a lot to talk about right now. Risen, number 3 this weekend. Not bad.
Yeah, and the number 1 new movie of the weekend, which is certainly respectable. It made almost $12 million. Which is not enough, I'm sure, where Sony and Affirm Films is just dancing in the aisle with absolute glee. But there's got to be a smile on their face because those things, you know, it could have been 1.5 million, and then they'd have been very disappointed. So I think it's very respectable. It's not incredibly blowing anybody's mind, but it's such a good movie. And I think what'll happen with this film, unlike a lot of films, is because we have Easter coming up at the end of March, last Sunday in the month of March, and the movie just came out. I think this one is going to stay in theaters, at least a lot of theaters, through Easter. And I think it'll do, you know, respectably for the next, you know, whatever that is, 5 weeks or so. For those listeners,
and I think down the road, its DVD sales will also come into play as well, because this is an interesting perspective, Bob. I know you're going to talk about this in terms of, you know, this is something fresh and new in terms of the story of the risen Christ.
Well, I've been told, and actually I didn't do the research on this, but I've been told there were 92 films made about Jesus Christ. I think this may be like the 93rd or 94th. I may have missed one in between. And to tell the story, people are looking for a fresh perspective. And this one had a very fresh perspective because rather than tell it through the point of a Peter as a believer, they take a fictional character named Clavius in this film, a Roman tribune who actually was there when Jesus died on the cross. It wasn't him that put the spear through Jesus' side, but he was there. One of his underlings had done that. And he knew that Jesus was dead, but then he hears the rumor that people are saying he's alive, and he's thinking, no, he's not alive, he's dead. And then in kind of a CSI detective mode, he just starts trying to check it out for himself until by the end of the film he becomes a believer. So very much out of the box, a very creative way to tell the crucifixion and resurrection story. And again, it did well. It did. I'm glad to see that it made almost $12 million. I'm glad to see it's the number one new film in the nation. Too bad that Deadpool and especially Deadpool had to beat it. Kung Fu Panda, don't mind so much, but Deadpool is like, okay, I still want to get that one out of the theater. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that here.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that deal as well. But regarding the movie Risen and the character, the main character that plays the role here is
Joseph Fiennes.
But you got to understand his position that he would have had in the government at the time. I mean, this is like this is Pontius Pilate's right-hand guy. I mean, he comes with a lot of authority, a lot of credibility, and I'm not sure that came across in the movie. I had a chance to see the movie myself, and I just wish that they would have held him in a, or maybe presented him in a perspective where people could realize that, you know, for him to question and then at the end convert. But I mean, you're talking a blind man who now can see. I mean, it is radical in terms of the change that this individual goes through. But if for him to be part of the government, and which was atheistic in nature, and they didn't really believe in this, and so here he is, he's checking this out, and the evidence is just, he's colliding with the evidence.
That's right, and it's overwhelming. Now, again, he's not a biblical character. He doesn't represent anybody that we know historically lived, but there was probably several people like Clavius who themselves, the Bible tells us about one centurion and says, you know, surely this man was a son of God. You know, when it turned dark and there was an earthquake and the temple curtain was rent from two. So going off what we know to be true, this fictional story or this fictional character that then tells the very true story of Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection was such a creative way. And by the way, it's such a well-made film. Christian films,
yes, it is.
gotten the bad rap, and sometimes deservedly so, that they've been a bit cheesy. This film cannot be accused of being cheesy at all. Now, I do want to sound just a tiny bit of warning, and that is for those listeners who haven't seen it, that are going to go see it before Easter, that it's not in Passion of the Christ violence territory, but it's also not the kind of film you'd want to take your 4-year-old or your 7-year-old, probably around the age of 11 or 12 on up would be a more acceptable. It's not gratuitous, it's not overly gory, but it's certainly there is some bloodiness, if you will, in this film.
Well, I know that some parents, and again, that's an individual decision. Some parents have argued that, I want my children, and again, in terms of the age appropriateness, I understand, and I also understand that, crucifixion and the way it was depicted in the Passion, was so powerful. I mean, it went on for, I mean, you cannot come out of that sequence with a dry eye. I don't know how you make it. You know, there. And some parents would argue, well, I want my children, to feel that. And I go, again, that's for each family to decide. But I appreciate the warning on that, Bob.
Yeah. Well, the other film that was out new that I actually liked quite a little bit, and I think it's worth talking about, it came in at number 6 overall, is the film Race. It tells the story of Jesse Owens. It's the 1930s. He's been a standout high school track athlete. He's a walk-on at Ohio State. His coach there not only coaches him to be an Ohio State athlete, but thinks he has the possibility of going to the Olympics in 36. Now, the 1936 Olympics, for the listeners who, to jog their memory, or maybe they've never heard, was actually the one held in Berlin that Adolf Hitler was organizing. Of course, he wants everyone to win that's Aryan, that's white and blue-eyed, because his racial prejudice points to the fact that that's a superior race. So Jesse Owens is faced with a big decision. In fact, he thinks of not going, thinks that might send the best message, until he starts realizing, no, maybe what the better message would be sent is if I actually went and won. But if he goes and loses, Adolf Hitler looks like he might have the winning edge on the thing. Of course, we know what history says. It's a great story, but it's not just athletic story. It's also a few moral missteps on his part, which is usually a negative, but in this case, he mans up to it, and I like to see that. And now there is some language, and that's why we knocked it down a couple points and gave it a 3. I wish it had edited a little bit more of the language out, but it's still a very inspiring and very encouraging story.
Oh, that's great. Well, and we do remember, from history, the story of Jesse Owens. This is the critics say, it's a true story of Jesse Owens, the legendary athletic superstar. And here he is. I mean, years later, we look back and what a great movie. And I like you. You sometimes ask the question, why? Why do you need to bring in language? I mean, what is all that about? Because can the story not carry the day?
Yeah, yeah. Well, for years, Hollywood did carry the day. And in fact, at one time, there was a code, a Hollywood code. And I believe it came out in 29-ish. And they actually listed things, we will not misuse our God's name, et cetera. And those, by 1967, it was completely abandoned. And of course, since then, we've had all sorts of, we do whatever we want and just slap a rating on it to quote unquote protect families who care. But I just like the films that, like a Star Wars. Here's Star Wars. Yeah. It makes $2 billion, doesn't have a single harsh profanity, Yeah. So why does race think, they have to one up, if you will, or one down Star Wars? They shouldn't. Right. They should be taking a message to say, look, even in today's age, you can make a lot of money without profanity.
Exactly. Well, about 30 seconds, unfair, but I'm going to toss this up to you. The 5 reasons that I took my kids to see Deadpool from this mommy blogger. What's all that about?
Well, such a disappointing. Her boys were 11 and 13, and she took them. And number 5 reason was she wanted to be a cool mom. And it was just a reminder to me that, there's something more important than being a cool mom, and that's being a protective mom, a protective dad. Parents that will take a bullet for their kids ought to be setting some healthy boundaries in their home.
And of course, it's rated R, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know. Rather provocative that she would expose her children to that. Bob Walaszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.